Let me explain something. Something pretty important inside the Jewish rabbinical Pharisaic world. The issue is that when is Shavuot is like one of the most discussed issues when it comes to the argument of oral law or non-oral law. Now, I for years was a very extreme supporter of oral law. I'm talking about I followed the teachings of the Rambam for a very, very, very long time. I used to wear my phylacteries all day, like the Talmud speaks about. I you know, everything was like, you know, doing to the letter of the oral law, studying, you know, studying Bible. I always studied Bible. I mean, every day I studied, and if my day was 8 hours of study, half of it was Bible, but the other half was everything which was Talmudic. So every time I read the passage in Leviticus, I'm like, okay, Shabbat means XYZ. Now, about 10 years ago, I started looking into biblical Hebrew and started studying biblical Hebrew. And I started seeing things that I never noticed. Now, let me describe what my life was like. I wore black and white. I wore a long coat. Okay, down just underneath my knees. I wore a black hat. I was like one of the most, some of the most extreme ultra-Orthodox Jews. I was. I stopped being ultra-Orthodox. I was never raised ultra-Orthodox, to be very clear. But I lived in an ultra-Orthodox community for a very, very long time. Now, the type of ultra-Orthodox community I was in is a community that studies a lot of Bible, and we always tried to understand how do we reconcile the oral law with the Torah itself. We found these, like, sometimes these ridiculous explanations. I actually, a couple years ago, I got a question from a friend who said, how do you reconcile the word Shabbat in Leviticus with what it actually says in the context? Now, one of the things that happen is that you don't notice everything immediately, and you keep on reading the same thing over and over again. You don't notice things. This is why I retaught myself how to read the Bible, and now I read a verse and I wait before I carry on to the next verse. I let it go in, let's see what goes on. And I always sit with commentary and everything. And this person asked me a question. So I have a very, very good commentary by a rabbi called Rabbi Hoffman, who was he wrote an entire commentary on the book, just on the book of Leviticus, which was basically a book which was there to battle the anti-biblical, the multiple author theory, etc. opinions. And he goes into this really, really long explanation of the different existing opinions about this verse. And he goes into every one of them. So all the opinions you have today about how you calculate it, they existed for hundreds of years, if not for thousands of years. Nothing is new. As Kohelet says, as Ecclesiastes says, "En chadash tachat hashamesh." There's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Okay. So he goes over this. I saw all the different opinions. Now, some of them I knew, some of them were new to me. I send an answer trying to explain the concept of what's going on there. The next day, I wake up. I bang my hand to my head and say, "You were wrong." I look at myself in the mirror and go, "You were wrong." The entire day I spent thinking about these verses. And I came to a conclusion what the verse actually means. And it was very painful for me to say this to people, but I think the rabbis were wrong about how to interpret that verse. It was painful for me as an Orthodox Jew to say that. I had to admit that there's a mistake in the interpretation. Because, and this is how it works. It uses the word Shabbat several times. And you can't claim that in the first verse it refers to the day after the 15th day of Nisan, or the 15th day of the first month, and then the rest of the places it refers to the concept of actual Shabbat, and then or week, and then say, and then look at the last time it talks about Shabbat, Adim Achorat HaShabbat HaShavili, until after the seventh Sabbath, you will count 50 days.
Right.
Now, why is it using the word Shabbat in this last verse? Unless you say, oh, this is another Yom Tov, which will put another appointed time, which would put the 50th day after Shavuot, but that's not what it's saying. It's saying that the 50th day is Shavuot. You count 49 days, and on the 50th day, you celebrate Shavuot. Same thing that goes into the issue of 50 years, 50 days, the Jubilee. Everything is more or less the same. You can't say, you know, we're counting 49 days, 49 years. The 49th year is a Shemitah, is when you stop working the land. It's a land Sabbath. to seventh year, like seventh day. Mm-hmm. And then the 50th day is a jubilee. He can't say, oh, here it's something else. So it has to be the 50th day is the celebration of Shavuot.
Amen.
When I looked into that, I actually went and said, okay, I have to rethink everything I know about rabbinical Judaism. And one of the claims lately from some of my friends was that I'm becoming a Karaite. Now, my response is probably no, because I've read a lot of the Karaite literature, and I've understood a lot of the way they work, and the chief rabbi of the Karaite community in Israel, chief rabbi, you know, he's not really a rabbi, he's a chacham, which was a wise man, mm-hmm. but they call him a rabbi because of they call their official spiritual leaders rabbis because mm-hmm. of the politics here in Israel.
Sure.
And chief rabbinate is like bashing them as much as they can. They don't like anyone who's not like the chief rabbinate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're causing trouble all over the world. They're causing trouble for Jews in America. They're causing trouble for Jews here in Israel. You know, battle the right people. You know, don't stop battling the wrong people. These mm-hmm. are not your enemies. These are your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
But for example, my father does conversions in the U.S. And he told me there were conversions that were rejected by the chief rabbinate because it's not what they understand it should be. Who made you the one who decides these things? A committee? You know? Mm. The Torah is what it is. You can never change the Torah. And that was one of the things I came up with. Amen. That with all due respect, we can't change what the Torah says.